You're listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 22.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Lauren Gelly. Lauren is a 19-year-old teen mentor, author, TEDx speaker, actress, and president of Girls Above Society, a platform which provides an anchor for empowerment for teen girls. She launched Girls Above Society at age 17 to give teen-to-teen membership, where she instills confidence and leadership skills in girls as they face the tough pressures of today's media-driven society. As a voice to young teen girls, Lauren hosts her own show, The Lauren Gelly Show, and on Blog Talk Radio, and has been featured on Fox News, Teen Vogue, Huffington Post, Best Ever You Radio, and Talented Teens in the UK, as well as the publication of her first book, Steps to Success, an empowerment guide available on Amazon. Welcome, Lauren, to Mindful Marketing. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, this is a special treat. I want my listeners to know that I'm speaking with a very inspirational young lady who, you're in college now, right?
Yes, I'm in college.
Fantastic. And I'll point out you've been on, you had a TED Talk done, and we have all sorts of amazing stuff to talk about. So I would love to hear how you started your Girls Above Society, which I will let my listeners know is a nonprofit. So this is a little bit different take on what we're doing, but you're still marketing, which I love. And so how did you go about creating that?
Well, I saw that the media does not have enough positive mentors for young girls. And, you know, I'm only 19 now. I got the idea for Girls Above Society when I was 16 because I was going through those pressures as well. The pressures to look perfect, to fit in. And it seems like no matter what you do as a young girl, according to society, you're doing it wrong. You know, you're either too fat or you're too skinny or you're dressed too provocatively or you look prude. You know, you can't do anything right. And I just was so passionate about it that I decided to, instead of being one of those people who sits around and complains about society, I decided to just do something about it. So that's really where Girls Above Society originated from.
That's fantastic. And what was the turning point that you said, this needs to be done and now let's build it? And how did you go about like that initial building of being like, wow, now we're actually an organization?
At first, I was definitely limiting myself because I said, oh, it will just be something fun that I'll do locally. I'll inspire some girls. And I never really saw it being a nationwide movement until, you know, I did my first girl talks and I realized how receptive everyone else was, specifically the moms. They all said to me, finally, someone young is doing this because, you know, when women in our 40s, we know what we're talking about, but our kids think that we don't, you know, they think we're crazy or they don't listen to us. So they said, finally, someone they can relate to that they'll listen to is standing apart from the crowd and saying these things. So that was my motivation to say, you know what, why am I limiting myself? Why not make this a nationwide thing? So I just started reaching out to other organizations that do things similar to I do in Girl Scout troops and summer camps. And I just made all these connections. And now I've been traveling and speaking a lot. And it's just really, really incredible what it's become.
That's incredible. So now, even though you're a nonprofit, so you're also going to be doing your marketing. So how do you market? Is it a lot of just networking? Are you using social media? What are you doing to bring people in?
Social media has been amazing for me. When I first started Girls Above Society, I can't remember who, but someone said, oh, you have to be on Twitter if you're going to do this. And I had never really gotten into Twitter that much. I thought of it as my peers used it, you know, people writing, oh, I got Starbucks this morning, or I'm so bored. And I was thinking, why would I do that? But I made one. And once I got the swing of things, it's amazing how many incredible people and mentors I've met on social media and that have really helped me. And I would not be where I am today without it. So once I got the networking skills down and learned how to use it, that's really been my best resource.
That's fantastic. And I see you have a really brilliant Instagram account as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I wanted to create one that's positive with quotes and fun pictures and something that girls will enjoy, because there's so many Instagram accounts out there that are all about, oh, I wish I was skinnier. And they're really kind of dark that a lot of girls are following. So I wanted something bright and fun for girls, you know, because when you're on Instagram, that's where girls are. So as you're scrolling down, you're having a bad day, you see something and it might uplift your spirits just when you need it.
Oh, that's great. So since you were in a younger generation, so your communication with your, we're going to call them your mentees, your audience is a little bit different. And so are they interacting with you on one media more than another? Or do you find that there's a preference that they visit more Facebook, more Instagram? Is it your blogging? How do they connect with you the most?
Well, I give them all, you know, my website, of course, and I have a contact thing where you can email me. So I email a lot of them to keep up with them. But the main social media that they all use is definitely Instagram, which kind of surprised me. A lot of them are not on Twitter yet, the younger girls that I work with, but they're all on Instagram. And it's a very big deal for, are you going to follow me if I follow you? You know, that's a really big deal. So it's fun to interact with them on there. And plus, it's a really cool way, because a lot of the organizations I visit, I'll go back again and I gain that relationship with them. Or maybe I speak there once a month, or we do girl talks every couple of months. So it's fun to keep up with the girls so that when I see them again, I can say, oh, I saw that you had your birthday, or, you know, it helps to create that mentorship and that sister type of bond that has really been beneficial for the girls' confidence.
That's brilliant. And other than social media, are you doing any other marketing to reach your ideal audience?
Yeah, I have a blog that I do, and I do a lot of Vimeo videos. I have a Be That Girl series, which is all about how to be the girl that others wish they could be, or be that girl who's confident, beautiful, smart. You know, you're just a positive mentor to others. So I do a lot of video because girls love to watch that. And just, I try to reach every different market as possible to reach as many people, because something that I realized early on was that there are hundreds of thousands of people out there who want to support me and they want to be involved with Girls Above Society and spread the message. But if they never hear about it or know about it, then they won't know to do that. So it's just getting the word out initially is one of the most important things.
That is so true. They can't come to you if they don't know where you are.
Right.
So what do you think is the biggest challenge? This is, first of all, you're a nonprofit, so there's definitely a little bit, I think, a challenge there. And then in being the mind, we'll refer to it as the mind, body, spirit arena, since you're working with confidence and stuff. What do you think has been the biggest challenge in marketing for that type of, we'll call it a product or service, to your clients or customers, your mentees, I'll say?
Right. I would say the hardest part for me has been originally it was finding the right person to do my graphics, because I want the website to be fun and relatable for young girls. But it's hard because I speak to girls of all ages. You know, I've spoken to third grade, I've spoken to college age. So how do you find the graphics and the logo that everyone can relate to? So that was tough at first, but I got really, really lucky. And my graphic artist, Katie Welsh, she's absolutely amazing. And she just loves the cause. And she's been so helpful. So she's done all my graphics. And I got really lucky finding her. But at first, I was thinking, what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to get just the right image? And the image was so important to me, because that's you know, everything whenever you have a company or a nonprofit. So I'm really glad that I found that. But at first, that was definitely a struggle, is how can I relate to these girls and what do all ages want to see?
That's true. And it's the connecting with who is that right person for you. And that's so important, the image.
For sure. It is, definitely.
So, well, I want to chat a little bit about your live events. And so I know you do different workshops in camps and stuff with the girls. Let's talk a little bit about that. And then if you could lead into your TEDx talk and how that happened, I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, I just recently, this summer, I was in Maine at Camp Susan Curtis. For 3 weeks, I gave 15 girl talks and I spoke to all the girls at the camp. And that was a really great experience. That was my second summer there. And I love going to summer camps. And they just fit me into their curriculum. And it was actually really cool. One of the girls came up to me during the girl talk and said, "Hey, can I talk to you in private?" And I said, "Yeah, of course," because a lot of times the girls want to tell me something or vent or ask me a question that they don't want everyone else to hear. So we went around the corner and she just started crying. And at first I'm thinking, oh no, what happened? You know, what's going on? And then she told me that she had heard me speak last summer. And she said that I had changed her life and inspired her. And that, you know, she said society doesn't like girls like me, or they don't accept girls like me, which was ridiculous because she's beautiful, but she doesn't see herself that way. And she said, "You've helped me a lot." So that's a really great feeling. So I love doing the one-on-one, the camps, going back to the girls and seeing how they've grown, or, you know, how my message has affected them is really amazing. And I also do a lot of girl talks with, you know, Girl Scout troops or just any group that has a group of girls. I love to meet with them face to face. That's my big thing. And then come back to see them again. And my TED talk was a really, really cool opportunity. I have always loved TED, and I got invited at my old school, Lone Star College Tomball, to do a TED talk. And mine was called Hashtag Text Me, The Elimination of Human Interaction. And it was all about how specifically young people were using our phones and our computers so much to communicate that we're forgetting how to communicate face to face. And it's really affecting the quality of relationships that we're gaining. So that was what my talk was about. And giving that talk was one of the scariest things ever, because I was just so honored to be there. And I had rehearsed my material so much, and I knew what I wanted to say, and I was passionate about it. So that I wasn't worried about that part of it, but I was so scared I was going to trip when I was walking on stage, because I thought, I've been preparing for months. My speech is going to be beautiful. I'm going to be finished, and then I'm going to walk away and fall, and that's all they're going to remember. But luckily, that didn't happen, and it went smoothly. So that was really amazing. And that's just another way to reach as many people as possible. You know, the more people that hear the message, and, you know, even if it just resonates with them a little bit, that's how you make the change. And that's what's really, really important to me.
Yeah. And that's so important to remember. I think for even us adults listening, that to be able to know that you can A, touch people if you just take the step. Because I think I talk a lot about people starting their businesses and going out and reaching people. And we have that fear. But like, all it takes is one person to say, "Wow, you totally changed my life." And you know, it was so worth it. That's fantastic. So, and I also see that you're an author, and that you have a book out, a new book coming out pretty quick here at the end of the year. Are you self-published? Are you working with a publisher? What kind of lessons did you learn in becoming an author?
I self-published, and I'm planning to self-publish my next book. I got really lucky when I was publishing my book and going through that process. I have a lot of amazing mentors who I've met, a lot of them through Twitter, who are authors as well. And they kind of guided me, because I knew I wanted to write a book because, again, like I said before, it would reach, you know, a lot of girls. But I wanted to do it right, but I never done anything like that before. So I definitely reached out to people and said, "What is your advice? What do you suggest?" And so I ended up self-publishing. That seemed to be the overall suggestion. And I'm not going to say writing a book is easy, because the writing process was hard but worth it. But I was surprised by the ease of self-publishing. I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be such a complicated process. But once I figured it out and published it on Amazon, I thought I could do that again. So that was kind of my motivation to write my next book.
That's great. And it really isn't, it's, you know, it's daunting, but it's really not hard. That's
right.
So what has been your biggest marketing challenge? Since again, it's a little bit different and you're in a different crowd. What has been the biggest challenge for you in marketing what you're doing to the right audience?
I would say that the biggest challenge has been reaching the girls. I've reached a lot of adults, but like I said, they're not all on Twitter. And it's hard when I speak to girls in third grade. A lot of their parents don't have a phone or a computer. You know, a lot of them do, but some of them don't. And that's understandable. So it is hard reaching out to the girls, but I've gained a lot of networking through other organizations and parents that have really guided me to find those groups of girls. But it is tough when I'm trying to market to the younger audience, and a lot of them are not online, so it's really hard to reach them. But when I go to the Girl Talks and I started the contact page on my website with the email, and the girls get the website, I tell them, well, if you use your mom's email or any email, you can email me through there. And so most of the girls can do that, or their parents can help them do that. So that was part of the solution to that problem that I found, but it is really tough.
That poses a whole nother realm of things when you're talking to people that don't have the technology to follow. We rely so much on that, right? Everything we do is go to the computer, and that's a whole new level of thinking needed to figure that out.
It is. It definitely is. And it's funny that, you know, like you said, we do rely on technology and social media so much when it comes to marketing our businesses or nonprofits. And then I always stop and think, what did they do before computers? I can't even imagine how much harder that would have been.
Right. That's how the pictures of the salesman knocking on the door. I have a product.
Right.
So where do you see yourself going from here? You've got your platform pretty well built. Like, what are the next steps for you in taking Girls Above Society to the next level?
I definitely want to take it as far as possible. I want to reach as many different girls as possible. And I did a pen pal project with these girls in Ghana, Africa. So that was really amazing. We did it through email, since their mail service there is kind of crazy. We emailed, and it was really amazing to be a mentor to them and hear how their lives are. And I was really surprised to hear that they have a lot of the same social pressures that we do. You know, they deal with bullying, or my friend is mad at me, or my parents expect me to do this. You know, they have some of the same struggles that I face. So I really related to them, and that really inspired me to create the goal of visiting other countries like Ghana, or, you know, traveling worldwide, because this message of confidence and believing in yourself really affects girls everywhere. You know, even economically challenged girls, they still get bullied because they're not, quote, pretty enough, whatever that means to their culture and society. So I would love to just travel, speak, and, you know, touch as many lives as possible.
That's fantastic. And, you know, we do forget it happens in every country everywhere. And it's the same pressures, a little different. But what you're doing is absolutely beautiful. I love it.
Thank you so much.
And so any last bit of advice from like someone that was thinking of starting their business? You've clearly come so far at such a young age. So what would you tell someone who's like, wow, I have a passion, I'd really love to go down that road, but I haven't quite gotten the nerve to do it yet? What kind of advice would you give?
My advice would be to just do it, you know, to just go out there and make it happen. Because, you know, even though I started this at a young age, I did spend quite a bit of time saying, oh, I'm going to start a nonprofit. And finally, you know, one day I'm going to do that. And then, you know, with the support of my family and friends, I realized, okay, one day could be today. You know, why am I waiting for something to happen? It's not going to happen by itself. So my advice would be to just set those small goals that will eventually accomplish your really big goal, and just, you know, do it. And you'll, like, I figured out along the way, you know, you make mistakes and you go, oh, okay, I'll do this next time. And then you slowly, it becomes exactly what you envisioned it to be. So I would say, don't be afraid to make those little mistakes along the way.
Fantastic advice. So you've given us great information and inspiration. And if anyone out there wants to reach out to you, where are they going to find you? What's the best way?
My website is girlsabovesociety.org. And like I said before, that has a contact page and it has all the information about me and what I do. And then my Twitter is at Lauren M. Galley. So that's another great place to reach me as well.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time and information. This, again, you've been such an inspiration. And thank you. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.